Agencies across government have expressed an urgent need to beef up the cybersecurity workforce, both in numbers and in competency. The cybersecurity workforce framework, developed by 20 different agencies, is based on the idea that the nation first has to define exactly what a cybersecurity professional is. Peggy Maxson is the Director for Cyber Education Strategy at the Department of Homeland Security.
Within the government alone, there were over 20 different standards or descriptions or ways, and the dialogue continues certainly across the country. In order to stimulate and build a cybersecurity workforce that is going to protect our nation in this time of technology, you know, we need to have a common understanding of what a cybersecurity professional is.
The framework tries to create a common lexicon to describe various job positions in the cybersecurity workforce, most of which is made up of job titles that don't have the word cyber in their name at all. Maxson says the main goal was to set up a system that's flexible enough to apply to any organization's existing organizational structure, but still allow the people who hire, train, and educate cyber professionals to all speak the same language.
So this becomes a very, very powerful tool for everyone to use. Flexible enough that you can customize it to your own organization, but it allows a common baseline to allow everyone to sort of go, okay, that's the kind of skills I want.
The National Institute of Standards and Technology just published the final 1.0 version of the framework in late August as part of the National Initiative for Cybersecurity Education, or NICE. Agencies have been consulting with industry and academia for the past year to refine the 31 separate functional areas that currently make up the framework. But the government has also been implementing the framework at the same time, even though it's been in draft form. The Office of Personnel Management, for example, has already used it to make changes to personnel systems so they link to the framework. Maxson says it's also already had an impact on cyber education at colleges and universities across the country.
The Centers for Academic Excellence, an education program co-led by the National Security Agency and the Department of Homeland Security, has now 166 universities. These are 2- and 4-year universities throughout the country that have been given the designation of a Center for Academic Excellence in Information Assurance or Cybersecurity, and they're linking their curriculum to this. So we are making, we are honing not just a definition, but we're driving education programs throughout the nation.
One of those centers of excellence is at Virginia Tech. Dr. Charles Clancy, the director of the university's Hume Center for National Security and Technology, says the school's trying to build a cyber curriculum based on strong partnerships with the tech industry and with federal agencies.
A good example of that, I think, would be at Virginia Tech, we have, as part of our Intelligence Community Center for Academic Excellence, we have partnerships with a variety of intelligence agencies that allow us to get students security clearances while they're grad students working on projects. So the metric I heard that last week is I think we've actually gotten 63 people cleared through that program in the past 2 years. And one thing we found in particular that is if the students really get that mission sense and understand what's really going on behind the curtain, that they're much, much more likely to go into federal services compared to going and working in Silicon Valley, for example.
Maxson says the framework is also being used by various cyber challenges across the country to define the parameters of their competitions. And in the Defense Department, the NICE framework is being used to create common joint cyber training across all the military services. Roger Greenwell is DISA's Director for Field Security Operations.
In identifying basically a role-based construct, so as we look at the various roles that an individual would play, we're making the determination of what's the appropriate training, what is the knowledge, what is the skills, what is the abilities of each person playing one of those specific roles, and working towards the development of more modularized training. That training can then be leveraged across each specific role, or in some cases, a certain training module may be more appropriate to different roles.
Now that version 1.0 of the framework is out, Maxson says agencies will discuss it further at a public workshop beginning October 31st. That'll help define the next version of the framework. Maxson says those 31 functional areas will change every year to reflect continuing changes in technology in the workforce. In December, agencies leading the NICE effort plan to launch a new website that'll serve as an implementation tool for the entire National Cybersecurity Education Initiative. Finally, Maxson says the government intends to launch a database to help serve and integrate the training needs of the cyber workforce in industry.
So that if somebody is out in California and supporting the health sector or in the government, on the East Coast or in the middle of the nation and supporting the transportation sector. They can all go into this, find out where they can get training, where it's offered, and we will be linking. They put in one of the specialty areas, digital forensics. How do I grow in my career? Put that in there, and we will tag you to educational curriculum as well as training curriculum. So we're very excited about this, and we'd love to have, you know, your participation in finding out more about this, because it will succeed if we can connect to all of you.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.